So go ahead and get your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 14.
Y vayan a sus Biblias y abran la, ábranlo en Marcos 14.
And today we're continuing our series on Gospel by Mark.
Y vamos a continuar el Evangelio de Marcos.
The Gospel of Mark is probably the most profound of the Gospels in the sense that it brings out the miracles, the authority, and power of Jesus.
Y el libro de Marcos es el probablemente el libro más profundo que hay.
And so, our lesson this morning,
y la lección de esta mañana,
is Jesus stands trial.
Se llama Jesús es juzgado.
And so let's go ahead and open in prayer and we will begin.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we ask that you would bless our Sunday school lesson this morning. We are grateful, Lord, for the ability and for, Lord God, the blessing that it is to be able to study your word in freedom. We pray that, Lord, you would bless our Sunday school lesson this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would give us insight and understanding. And we pray most of all that you would be here with us. Bless our time together in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen, amen. The Gospel of Mark,
el Evangelio de Marcos,
unlike the other Gospels,
no como los otros Evangelios,
he starts out again right away proclaiming the authority of Jesus.
Empieza con proclamando la autoridad de Jesús.
Many believe that this Gospel was the first of the Gospels written.
Y muchos creen que el Evangelio de Marcos fue uno el primero que fue escrito.
And many believe that the other gospel writers may have used the Gospel of Mark as a template, if you will.
Y muchos creen que los otros evangelios fueron copiados a través de Marcos.
But our lesson today is now towards the end of Mark's gospel.
Y la lección de ahora es en los últimos capítulos de Marcos.
And our central truth this morning,
y el versículo clave esta mañana,
is Jesus displayed humility in the darkest hours of his life.
Jesús mostró humildad a las horas más oscuras de su vida.
And when you think about this, Jesus is our example.
Y cuando piensan sobre esto, Jesús es nuestro ejemplo.
We weren't promised that every day of our lives is going to be just always like we're walking through the garden.
Nunca se nos fue prometido que nosotros íbamos a caminar como si estuviéramos caminando en el jardín.
You and I as Christians,
nosotros como cristianos,
we will go through difficult seasons.
Vamos a ir por dificultades.
If you and I want to be built up in the Lord,
si queremos ser construidos en el Señor,
then we will go through trials.
Vamos a pasar por problemas.
If we want our roots to grow in the ground,
si quieren que las raíces se entierren en la tierra,
we will weather a storm or two.
Sí, vamos a pasar por tormentas.
And when Jesus went through the most difficult hours of his life,
y cuando Jesucristo pasó por los momentos más difíciles de su vida,
Jesus displayed humility.
Jesús demostró humildad.
Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Mark chapter 14.
Y el versículo clave fue en Marcos 14.
And it's verses 60 through 61.
Versículos 60 y 61.
Does anybody want to read those two verses, 60 and 61? This is powerful.
Esto es muy poderoso.
Because we need to understand that Jesus is ready to be convicted as a criminal.
Porque él está acusado de ser un criminal.
And yet he's innocent.
Y todavía era inocente.
And yet Jesus isn't opening his mouth.
Y Jesucristo no abrió la boca.
That takes strength.
Eso toma fuerza.
When you're being accused of something you did not do,
cuando eres acusado de algo que no has hecho,
and yet he remained silent.
Y él se mantuvo callado.
Now obviously he remained silent.
Obviamente se quedó callado.
Because Jesus was going to go to the cross.
Porque Jesús iba a ir a la cruz.
Like a lamb before the slaughter is dumb.
Como una oveja que va al matadero.
Or a lamb before it's slaughtered is silent. It doesn't cry out.
O como una oveja que cuando va al matadero no hace ruido.
Jesus knew why he had come.
Y Jesús sabía por qué había venido.
And he came ultimately to give his life on the cross of Calvary.
Y vino para dar su vida en el Calvario.
Now, there are times when there are people that are convicted for crimes that they have never done.
Hay mucha gente que han sido convictos por crímenes que no han cometido.
There's even a non-profit organization.
Hay una beneficiaria de... ¿cómo se dice?
Non-profit organization.
Sin beneficios.
And this organization was started in 1992.
Y esto empezó en 1992.
It's known as the Innocence Project.
Se llama el proyecto de los inocentes.
And what they have done is they have exonerated hundreds of people through DNA testing.
Y lo que ha pasado es que han encontrado la inocencia de mucha gente por el ADN.
You know, thank God for the advancement in these technologies.
Y gracias a Dios por la avanzada tecnología de estas cosas.
Where they through DNA can show, yes, that's that person, or no, that's not that individual.
Que por medio del ADN pueden saber si es esta persona o no es.
And through this process, many of them that were innocent have been declared innocent.
Y por medio de este proceso, muchas personas inocentes se han declarado inocentes.
Jesus was convicted of crimes he didn't do.
Jesucristo fue sentenciado por cosas que no hizo.
And yet Jesus knew that ultimately he would be betrayed by his own.
Y Jesús sabía que iba a ser traicionado por su misma gente.
And to make things even worse,
y por hacer las cosas peores,
he was betrayed by one of his own disciples.
Él fue traicionado por uno de sus discípulos.
You know, it's something when someone hurts you that you may not know.
Hay algunas veces cuando te hieren y no sabes.
But it hurts even worse when it's someone you do know.
Pero te duele más cuando conoces a esa persona.
If it's a family member or a best friend.
Si es un familiar o un amigo.
Jesus was experiencing all these things.
Jesús estaba experimentando todas estas cosas.
And yet his attitude and his behavior are an example for us.
Y sin embargo, la actitud de él es un ejemplo para nosotros.
You see, Jesus knew the reality of how human beings are.
Jesús sabía la realidad de cómo es el hombre.
He knew human beings are sinful.
Él sabía que el ser humano es pecador.
But he also knew the Father's plan for him required his death and resurrection.
Pero él también sabía que lo requerido era morir por nosotros.
And so let's get into our lesson this morning.
Vamos a empezar nuestra lección.
First, Jesus is betrayed and arrested.
Por primero, Jesús es traicionado y arrestado.
And the first subpoint is betrayed with a kiss.
Y el punto es traicionado con un beso.
Now, every one of us, I'm sure, at one point or another in our lives,
todos nosotros en algún punto de nuestras vidas,
some of us have experienced betrayal.
Han experimentado la traición.
But when we consider Jesus's betrayal,
pero cuando se considera la traición de Jesús,
what we've gone through may pale in comparison to that.
Al compararlo con eso, a lo mejor no es nada.
But for 3 years, Jesus was with his disciples.
Por 3 años, Jesús anduvo con sus discípulos.
They listened to his teachings. They walked with him. They ate with him.
Ellos escucharon las enseñanzas de él, caminaron con él, comieron con él.
And Judas was along with them.
Y Judas estuvo junto con ellos.
He saw the power of God.
Él miró el poder del Señor.
And yet it would be Judas that would betray him with a kiss.
Y todavía fue traicionado por Judas con un beso.
Look at Mark chapter 14, verses 43 through 47.
Vamos a mirar Marcos del 43 al 47.
Yes. Does somebody want to read those verses? Now, we are here, if you will, when you put yourself in the story.
cuando nos ponemos en esta historia,
Jesus and his disciples are there in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Discípulos están en el jardín de Getsemaní.
Everything taking place is the night before his crucifixion.
Todo esto tomó lugar en la noche antes de su crucifixión.
Peter, James, and John are with Jesus.
Pedro, Santiago, y Juan estuvieron con él.
And they were supposed to be praying, but they had fallen asleep.
Y ellos suponían de estar orando, pero se durmieron.
You ever found that? Trying to stay awake and pray is one of the best ways to fall asleep.
Si no se han dado cuenta de que cuando ora uno es cuando se duerme uno más fácil.
You know, sometimes if you're struggling to sleep at night,
cuando ustedes están batallando para dormir en la noche,
go sit on the couch in a chair, sit up in your bed and start reading your Bible.
Siéntense en el sofá, en una silla y empiecen a leer la Biblia.
It's amazing how quick you'll fall asleep then.
Y es muy fácil dormirse.
It's like Jesus said, right?
Es como dijo Jesús.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Que el espíritu quiere, pero la carne es muy débil.
Sometimes when we're in touch with God, all on fire for God.
Y a veces cuando tenemos mucho fuego por el Señor.
We can get critical of Peter, James, and John and say, why they sleep?
Podemos ser muy críticos de Pedro y Juan, por lo que, cómo es que se durmieron.
But the reality is, sometimes it's a struggle.
Pero la realidad es que es muy difícil.
This flesh, this carne,
esta carne,
is weak.
Es muy débil.
Now, they're there in the garden.
Ahí están en el jardín.
And after the third time of Jesus waking them up,
y después de la tercera vez que los despertó,
Judas appeared and he is there with his whole crowd with swords and clubs in their hands.
Judas llegó ahí con toda la gente que para arrestarlo.
And Judas had told him, I'll show you who's the one you're supposed to capture.
Y Judas les dijo que él les iba a enseñar a quién iban a capturar.
And he said, the one that I kiss is the one that you should grab and lead away safely.
Y les dijo que al hombre que iba a besar es al que tenían que arrestar.
Now when this took place, this was what happens when someone close betrays a friend.
Y cuando esto pasó es cuando alguien cerca a ti te traiciona.
He called Jesus Rabbi, Rabbi.
Y le llamó maestro, maestro.
And of course that means master or teacher.
Y esto quiere decir maestro.
And this was a title that the student gave to their teacher. It was a title of great honor.
Y esto era un título de gran honor.
And then he greeted him with that kiss.
Y él lo recibió con un beso.
Now, that was a sign of betrayal. Listen to this and let's see how we would respond, okay?
Vamos a ver cómo respondemos a esto.
It's called It Hurts All the More. It hurts all the more.
¿Cómo duele mucho?
There's these two individuals named Jack and Ryan.
Esto se llama Jack y Ryan.
And they had been friends since high school.
Y ellos eran amigos desde la secundaria.
Their paths as they grew up were pretty much side by side.
Sus caminos todo el tiempo han sido de lado a lado.
They went to the same college.
Ellos fueron al mismo colegio.
They even lived near each other.
Y también vivían cercas.
Jack, he returned to high school as an English teacher.
Jack regresó al colegio como maestro de inglés.
Ryan, on the other hand, managed a series of fitness clubs.
Y Ryan era uno que se había encargado de hacer del físico.
And one day he hoped to open his own gym.
Y un día él esperaba tener su propio gimnasio.
But early in his 20s,
pero los tempranos en la edad de sus 20s,
Jack heard the gospel.
Jack escuchó el evangelio.
He accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
Y él aceptó a Jesús como su Salvador.
And he even became active in the children's ministry in his church.
Y también se hizo activo en la escuela de jóvenes.
Whereas Ryan didn't want anything to do with God.
Como, y Ryan, él no quería saber nada de Dios.
From time to time,
de tiempo a tiempo,
Jack attempted to share Christ with Ryan.
Jack atendió... O le predicaba a Ryan.
And then in his early 30s,
y en sus tempranos 30s,
Jack and his wife wanted to build a house.
Jack y su esposa querían hacer su propia casa.
They wanted a big enough house to even handle foster children.
Y querían hacer una casa grande para atender a niños.
Pero Ryan, he's the unbelieving one.
Él el que no creía.
He had his eyes on the same piece of property.
Y él tenía su mira en la misma propiedad.
Where Jack wanted to build a house for foster children.
Donde Jack quería construir su casa para cuidar a niños sin hogar.
But Ryan didn't want to look for a different property.
Y Ryan no quería buscar por otra propiedad.
And even though he was more wealthy, he wanted that property.
Y aunque él era más adinerado, él no quería otra propiedad.
He went so far as to slander Jack's reputation.
Él fue tan lejos que andaba dando mal testimonio de Jack.
And he gave him a bad name to those that were selling the land.
Y le dio un mal nombre a los que estaban queriendo vender esa propiedad.
He began to say Jack couldn't be trusted.
Les empezó a decir que Jack no podía ser, no le podían tener confianza.
And so Jack, when he found out,
y cuando Jack se dio cuenta,
he was crushed.
Él se fue destruido.
He was sad when he discovered that Ryan had smeared his name.
Se puso triste cuando se dio cuenta que su amigo lo había traicionado.
And it even hurt worse because he was betrayed by a friend.
Y se sentía más peor porque fue traicionado por su amigo.
Here's a question.
Aquí está una pregunta.
How should Jack respond to Ryan's betrayal?
¿Cómo Jack tenía que responder a la reacción de Ryan?
What do you all think?
¿Qué es lo que piensan?
Brother Jaime says it's hard.
El hermano Jaime dice que es muy duro.
I mean, it's your friend.
Es tu amigo.
And he's just betrayed you.
Y te ha traicionado.
What are we supposed to do as a Christian?
¿Qué podemos hacer como cristianos?
I mean, Christians hurt too, right?
Los cristianos hieren también.
To be honest with you, sometimes we hurt even more.
Y a veces herimos más.
Here's another question.
Hay otra pregunta.
Should Jack treat Ryan and his betrayal as differently because Ryan does not know Christ?
Jack tendría que reaccionar diferente a Ryan porque Ryan no es cristiano.
I mean, isn't Ryan just doing what he knows to do as an unbeliever?
¿Que no Ryan está haciendo lo que todos los incrédulos hacen?
Does he have an excuse?
¿Tiene una excusa?
Well, no, right?
Claro,
he did wrong.
No. Él hizo mal.
But he's an unbeliever.
Pero es un incrédulo.
Jack is a believer.
Y Jack es un creyente.
The point is it hurts, doesn't it?
El punto es que duele.
To be honest with you, Jack needs to pray about how to respond, right?
Y honestamente, Jack tiene que orar para ver cómo responde.
Because as Brother Jaime said, it's not easy.
Como dice el hermano Jaime, no es fácil.
Jack, I'm sure, cares about Ryan's soul.
Y estoy seguro de que Jack le importa el alma de Ryan.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, moving forward.
Moviéndose adelante.
Jesus was taken by force.
Jesús fue tomado por la fuerza.
Now, in verses 48 through 52...
En los versos 48 al 52,
we see how he was apprehended.
miramos cómo fue aprendido.
It says, Jesus said to them, and I'll read this part. Jesus said to them, have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as you would a thief? Every day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Then they all deserted him and fled. A young man followed him wearing a linen cloth around himself, and the young man laid hold of him, so he left the linen cloth and fled from them unclothed or naked. Now, here we see Jesus being taken by those that came for him.
En nuestros versículos miramos cómo Jesús fue aprendido por esta gente.
Jesus, to be honest with you,
Jesús, honestamente,
he allowed himself to be taken.
Él los dejó que lo tomaran.
One of the other gospel accounts,
uno de los otros evangelios cuentan,
as they asked him who he was, he spoke to them and they all fell to the ground. You all remember that?
Dice que uno de los evangelios que le preguntaron quién eran y ellos se cayeron cuando les contestó.
In other words, Jesus didn't have to let them apprehend him.
En otras palabras, Jesús podría no haberlos dejado que lo prendieran.
But he knew that that was the reason why he had come.
Pero él sabía que la razón de que había venido,
it was time for him to go to the cross.
Que era tiempo de ir a la cruz.
It was time for him to be the sacrifice for your and my sin.
Era tiempo de hacer el sacrificio para nosotros.
And so he allowed himself to be taken by force.
So él se dejó que lo aprendieran.
Remember, he laid his life down willingly.
Y que recuerden que él dio su vida
willingly.
Libremente.
He didn't have to do this.
Él no tenía que hacer esto.
But he did this because of his love for you and me.
Pero él hizo esto por el amor que te tiene a ti y a mí.
Praise the Lord.
Alaben al Señor.
He allowed himself to be taken.
Él se dejó que lo tomaran.
And eventually a guilty man would be exchanged for the innocent one.
Y eventualmente un hombre culpable fue liberado por arrestarlo a él.
After Jesus is taken,
después de que Jesús tomaran a Jesús,
in verse 50 it says they all deserted him and fled.
Y en el verso 50 dice que todos se alejaron y lo abandonaron.
Not only had he been betrayed by Judas,
no simplemente fue traicionado por Judas,
but under the heat of all of that pressure,
pero sobre toda esa presión,
all of the disciples ended up fleeing.
Todos los discípulos se escondieron.
And yet the word of God is being fulfilled minutely.
Y sin embargo, la palabra del Señor ha sido
perfectly.
Perfectamente.
In Zechariah 13:7,
en Zacarías 13:7,
it said, strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Strike the shepherd.
Strike. Oh, que le pegaran al... a la oveja y
and the sheep will be scattered.
Y los, las ovejas se van a mover.
Now what's interesting is verses 51 and 52.
Y lo interesante de los versos
51 and
52. 51 y 52.
This is only found in Mark's gospel.
Esto solamente está encontrado en el libro de Marcos.
But there's this young man who's wearing a linen cloth around himself.
Pero está un joven que está ahí.
And when they lay hold on him, he takes off naked.
Y cuando lo detienen, se sale corriendo desnudo.
Some believe.
Algunos creen.
That was possibly Mark himself.
Algunos creen que Marcos, este niño, este joven era Marcos.
And it's very well possible.
Y es muy posible que sea cierto.
Mark had a really close relationship with Peter.
Marcos tenía una relación muy cercana con Pedro.
To be honest with you, this can be known as the Gospel of Peter because it's believed Peter gave Mark what to write.
Y muchos piensan que este libro debería ser de Pedro porque Pedro le enseñó a Marcos.
But it's interesting to think if that was Mark, right?
Pero es interesante pensar que este joven era Marcos.
There was this young kid there, que seeing all of these events.
Este joven mirando todos esos eventos.
And he ends up kind of leaving a little humiliated, right?
Y termina corriendo como un poquito humillado.
But an interesting side note there.
Es una nota interesante.
Now, a quick question about them fleeing.
Una pregunta de cómo cuando ellos corrieron.
Why do you think the disciples fled at this time, even though they had stayed true to Jesus up to this point?
¿Cómo, por qué piensan que ellos corrieron cuando ellos estaban ahí con la verdad?
What do you all think?
¿Qué es lo que piensan?
Just sounds like human beings, right? Human nature. Brother Jaime says it's like when the pressure comes or a trial comes our way, we want to run away.
El hermano Jaime dice que cuando nosotros tenemos presión de algunas cosas, todo el tiempo queremos correr.
What do you all think? Anybody have any other input? Fight or flight? Yeah, yeah. Sister Gina says it's that same fight or flight reflex or instinct that we have. You know, we just see the pressure and we take off.
La hermana Gina dice que como el instinto del hombre es vuela o volar. Oh, fight or flight. Oh, pelear o volar.
You know what's interesting here? An interesting thought here is how that they themselves decided to run away.
Un pensamiento interesante es cómo es que ellos decidieron correr.
Yet in choosing to leave,
y sin embargo en escoger correr,
they were fulfilling the word of God.
Ellos estaban llenando la palabra del Señor.
This is complex.
Esto es complejo.
When we think that God has given you and me free will.
Cuando piensan que Dios nos está dando la libertad de escoger.
How we can decide to just get out of there.
¿Cómo podemos escoger que nomás nos fuéramos?
Yet in doing that, they were fulfilling the word of God.
Y por hacer esto, estaban llenando la palabra del Señor.
Theologians have wrestled with this throughout the centuries.
Teológicos han estado peleando con estas cosas.
Why did God harden Pharaoh's heart?
Porque Dios endureció el corazón del faraón.
And yet Pharaoh hardened his own heart.
Y simplemente el faraón endureció su corazón.
It's amazing. That's why God is God and we aren't.
Por eso Dios es Dios y nosotros no.
Praise the Lord.
Alabemos al Señor.
Let's move forward to point number two.
Vamos a movernos para adelante al punto número dos.
Jesus ends up before the high priest.
Jesús llega a los altos sacerdotes.
And here he is attacked by false testimonies.
Y aquí es atacado por falsos testimonios.
Look at verses 53 through 64.
Y vamos a ver los versículos 53 al 64.
I'm going to read this just so I can read it kind of fast if you don't mind, okay?
Y el pastor lo va a leer.
And it says, they led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and elders and the scribes were assembled with him. Peter followed him at a distance into the courtyard of the high priest. He sat with the guards and warmed himself by the fire. Now the chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin requested testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Keep that in mind. They couldn't find anyone with a true testimony. Many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. Then some rose up and bore false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another not made with hands. But still their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, do you answer nothing? What is it which these men testify against you? But he kept silent and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? And Jesus answered, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. The high priest tore his robe, saying, "What need do we have of further witnesses? Have you heard the blasphemy? What do you think?" Now, these verses begin to recount how they were trying to find testimonies against Jesus.
Estos versos están ahí para cómo podían justificar lo que querían hacerle a él.
These Jewish leaders were wanting to put him to death.
Estos líderes judíos querían encontrar algo para crucificarlo.
But they weren't allowed to do this without having witnesses against him.
Pero no podían hacerlo si no había testigos en contra de él.
And so they were even willing to lie to get Jesus to be put to death.
Y ellos también estaban dispuestos a decir mentiras para condenarlo.
They were not allowed, talking about the Jews.
No eran.
They weren't allowed.
No tenían el derecho de hacer eso.
Rome didn't allow them to carry out the death penalty.
Roma no les daba el permiso de darles la pena de muerte.
First, they needed to condemn him and then hand him over to the Romans.
Primero tenían que condenarlo y después dárselos a los romanos.
And they needed to have at least two witnesses.
Y tenían que tener de perdida dos testigos.
But these witnesses, that, as we just read,
pero estos dos, esos testigos, como acabamos de leer,
they were giving false testimonies.
Andaban dando falso testimonio.
They were saying lies.
Estaban diciendo mentiras.
They were twisting the truth.
Estaban doblando la verdad.
Kind of sounds like what they just did to the former president of the U.S., huh?
Pues, suena como lo que le hicieron al presidente.
They began to use Jesus' words against him.
Empezaron a usar las palabras de Jesús en contra de él.
And they said in verses 57 and 58.
Y dijeron en versos 57 y 58.
They said, "He said that he will destroy this temple made with hands and in 3 days build another not made with hands."
Él les decía que él que iba a destruir el templo y lo iba a hacer de nuevo o levantarlo de nuevo en 3 días.
But they misunderstood what Jesus said.
Pero ellos malinterpretaron lo que él había dicho.
When Jesus said, "I'll destroy this temple and rebuild it in 3 days."
Cuando Jesús dijo que él iba a destruir este templo y levantarlo en 3 días.
He was talking about his own body, which is a temple.
Él estaba hablando de su propio cuerpo, que es un templo.
And Jesus did exactly that, didn't he?
Y Jesús hizo eso exactamente.
When he was on that cross and in the grave for 3 days.
Cuando él estuvo en la cruz y en la tumba por 3 días.
And he came out of that grave 3 days later. It was rebuilt, if you will.
Y como salió de esa tumba después de 3 días.
So then they asked him directly.
Y le preguntaron directamente.
"Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?"
Tú eres el Cristo, el Hijo del Bendecido.
And Jesus says, "I am."
Y Jesús les respondió, "Soy yo."
That's one of those "I am" statements in the Gospels.
Y esa es una de las respuestas de "Soy yo."
And when the high priest heard this, he tore his robe.
Y cuando el sacerdote oyó esto, se rompió sus vestiduras.
And he said, "This is blasphemy."
Y dijo que esto era blasfemo.
Now, this is showing the reality of Jesus standing before these, before the Sanhedrin.
Y esto enseña la realidad cuando Cristo está frente a ellos.
And they're wanting to condemn him to death.
Y lo quieren condenar a muerte.
And eventually they would get their desire.
Y eventualmente ellos agarran lo que habían deseado.
Then he's even denied by Peter himself.
Y también ha sido negado por Pedro también.
Does somebody want to read verses 65 through 72?
¿Alguien quiere leer del 65 al 72?
This story is always heartbreaking, isn't it?
Esta historia es un quebra corazones.
You know, Peter was part of the inner circle.
Pedro era parte del círculo.
And remember, there were many disciples that followed Jesus.
Y recuerden que había muchos discípulos que seguían a Jesús.
Then there were the 12.
Y también estaban los 12.
Then there were the three, the inner circle, Peter, James, and John.
Y luego estaban los tres, Pedro, Juan, y Santiago.
And now, here's Peter denying the Lord.
Y aquí está Pedro negando al Señor.
Now, before this story takes place,
y antes de que esta historia tome lugar,
we see that Jesus has been condemned by the Sanhedrin.
Miramos cómo Jesús ha sido condenado por los Sanhedrins.
And immediately they began to beat him, and he began to experience physical suffering.
Y inmediatamente empezaron a golpearlo.
And so they began to mock him. They blindfolded him.
Se empezaban a burlarse de él o le taparon los ojos.
They began to ridicule him.
Lo empezaron a ridicular.
And all of this happens, and you can imagine the pain that Jesus is enduring.
Y se pueden imaginar el dolor que estaba sufriendo.
And then, all of a sudden, comes the story of Peter's denial.
Y después empieza la historia de la negación de Pedro.
He denies it the first time.
Lo negó la primera vez.
Then the second time.
Y la segunda vez.
Then the third time they said, you're Galilean, your voice betrays you.
La tercera vez le dijeron a Pedro que no lo negara, que su voz decía que era un Galileo.
Those that lived in Galilee, up north.
Esos que vivían en Galilea, en el norte.
They had a particular, like a particular way of speaking that was different to those in the south.
Esos galileos tenían un acento que era muy distinto a los demás.
For the Gibsons that are here.
Por los Gibsons que están aquí.
You guys are going to start hearing the San Luis Valley talk.
Van a empezar a oír el acento de los San Luisinos.
Us here in the San Luis Valley, we have a particular way of talking, don't we?
Aquí en el Valle de San Luis, nosotros tenemos un acento.
It's like Valley talk, man. One time I was at Times Square Church, New York City.
Una vez cuando estaba el pastor allá en Nueva York.
And I was going into the backstage area, and there were some security guards I had to pass through.
Y él estaba atrás de un camerino, y la seguridad estaba ahí.
And I was one of among many students, so we were all going to the back.
Y él estaba ahí con otros estudiantes.
And I was one of the security guards said, "Hey, where are you from?"
Y uno de los del seguro le preguntó que si de dónde era.
I said, "I'm from Capulín, Colorado."
El pastor les contestó que era de Capulín, Colorado.
"I'm from the San Luis Valley."
Que era del Valle de San Luis.
And I said whatever I said.
Y cuando dijo lo que dijo.
He goes, "Wow."
Y la seguridad le dijo, "Wow."
He says, "You sound Canadian."
El de seguridad le dijo que sonaba como un canadiense.
Those Galileans had a particular way of speaking.
Y los galileos tenían un acento particular.
So when Peter said, "No, I don't know who that is."
Y cuando Pedro les dijo que él no sabía quién era.
There was a particular drawl, if you will. You know, like people from the south, right?
Él tenía un acento particular.
And the way he spoke betrayed him.
Y en la forma de cómo habló, lo traicionó.
And so he eventually denies him with cursing and with promises and what have you.
Y por último lo niega con malas palabras, maldecimientos y todo lo demás.
I think it's the Gospel of Luke.
Y pienso que es en el Evangelio de Lucas.
But one of the Gospel accounts says it was at that moment that Peter and Jesus caught eyes with one another.
Y en uno de esos versículos dice que Pedro y Jesucristo se miraron fijamente de uno al otro.
I mean, at the same time, there's that rooster crowing, right?
Y a la misma vez ese gallo está quiquiriqueando.
And I can imagine when Peter comes to the realization of what he had just done.
Y cuando Pedro se dio cuenta de lo que había hecho.
The scripture says he thought on this and he wept.
Y las escrituras dicen que pensó en esto y cuando se dio cuenta lloró.
Another gospel account says he wept bitterly.
Y en los otros evangelios dicen que él lloró muy triste, agriamente.
Can you imagine how Peter's heart broke?
¿Se pueden imaginar cómo se quebró Pedro?
I mean, he had walked with Jesus those 3 years.
¿Cómo él caminó con Jesús esos 3 años?
I mean, just a little while before he said, if everybody else dies for you, I'm ready to give my life for you, Lord.
Y él todo el tiempo decía que si todos, que él moriría, que él daría la vida por él.
You know, it's the moment that a person gets real boastful like that.
Y es uno de los tiempos cuando uno se levanta uno mismo.
That those very words try you.
Y esas mismas palabras te condenan.
Remember, Jesus even said to Peter.
Y también Jesús le dijo a Pedro.
He said, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat.
Y Jesús le dijo que Satanás había preguntado tenerlo como zacate, maíz seco.
That's why the scripture says, be careful when you think you stand, lest you fall.
Y la escritura dice que tengas cuidado, que cuando quieres estar parado, tienes que tener cuidado.
We must stay humble before God.
Tenemos que estar humildes.
Walk in humility.
Caminando en humildad.
Don't start thinking you're all that.
No pienses que eres todo eso.
We're only sinners saved by grace, amen?
Somos pecadores salvados por la gracia.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Our third point this morning.
El tercer punto de esta mañana.
Is Jesus before Pilate.
Jesucristo ante Pilato.
And first we have the King of the Jews.
Y tenemos el Rey de los Judíos.
And that's chapter 15 verses 1 through 5.
Y es el capítulo 15, versículo del 1 al 5.
And it says, early in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole Sanhedrin. And they bound Jesus and took him and handed him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? And he answered, you have said so. The chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. So Pilate asked him again, do you answer nothing? See how many things they testify against you? But Jesus still answered nothing, so that Pilate was astonished. Now, really quick, we're going to watch a quick video, Brother Pedro.
Vamos a mirar un video muy rápido.
And it just brings out some facts about Pontius Pilate.
Y vamos a traer unos factores de Poncio Pilato.
And so let's watch this and then we'll come back and finish the lesson.
Pontius Pilate may be a familiar name, especially within the fundamentals of Christianity. As Pilate notoriously made his mark on human history through the role he played in the execution of Jesus by means of the Roman cross. Pilate's actions alongside the Sadducean leaders resulted in the death of Jesus. This account appears in each of the four Gospels, as well as some of the earliest known Christian writings from the 2nd and 3rd centuries AD. These writings point out that although under Roman and Jewish law a trial was necessary, Jesus was never truly placed on trial. Instead, it was a mockery. We find the most in-depth account of Jesus' appearance before Pilate in chapter 18 and 19 of John's Gospel. The Gospel tells that although Pilate, after finding no guilt in Jesus, tried to free him. However, if Pilate wanted to free Jesus, he could have. Pilate, who was the ultimate vessel of authority of Rome in the land of Judea, held absolute power to release Jesus to freedom, and yet chose not to. This begs the question, why? The answer to this question inclines us to look at the accounts of Jewish and Roman history side by side. Historically, we know that Pontius Pilate served Caesar Tiberius as the Roman prefect of Judea from AD 26 to 36. As a prefect, Pilate was a career soldier who rose through the ranks of the Roman army and was eventually entrusted with the province of Judea. Historically, Judea was a problematic and chaotic region for the empire. As a lifelong soldier, Pilate's tendency lent itself towards violence, as a primary means of control of the region. Both the Jewish historians Flavius Josephus and Philo of Alexandria recount instances where Pilate's quick rush to make violent examples of those who opposed him, mainly his Jewish subjects, resulted in the loss of life. This created strained relations between Pilate and the empire, as well as his Jewish subjects and the empire. A deep dive into the biblical text speaks to the reality of strained relationships. In the crucifixion accounts of all four Gospels, the reality is that Pilate executed Jesus, who took the place of Barabbas, but also two other revolutionaries during Passover. The Old Testament tells us that the institution of Passover serves as a celebration of the children of Israel's freedom from foreign oppression of Egypt during the days of Moses. Pilate, in a brutal act, intended to remind the people of Jerusalem that they were once more under foreign oppression, that of Rome. Pilate intentionally crucified those who represented the hope of freedom. This took place just outside the city gates at eye level for all to see as they entered and exited the city. The continual use of violence to display his power and his attempt to keep control of the region eventually lost Pilate his position as prefect. Following the slaughter of unarmed Samaritans around AD 36, Tiberius could no longer turn a blind eye to the brutal regime of Pilate. He removed him from his post. However, by this point, his place in history was forever solidified as the accomplice in the murder of the Son of God.
Jesus is the King of the Jews. Amen?
Jesús es el Rey de los Judíos.
Now, Pilate, like we just saw in the video,
Pilato, como acabamos de ver en el video,
he was instrumental in bringing about the death of Jesus.
Era un instrumento para traer y dar la muerte de Jesús.
And sadly, as we read the account,
y tristemente, como miramos lo que pasó,
we see that Pilate was responding to the cruelty of his own Jewish brethren.
Y aquí miramos de cómo Pilato estaba respondiendo a la crueldad con los judíos.
And so they together crucified Jesus.
Y así ellos juntos crucificaron a Jesucristo.
And then our last point, sorry about that, went the wrong way, was Barabbas was freed and Jesus was punished.
Y el último punto es Barrabás fue liberado y Jesucristo condenado.
And what we have is a guilty man being freed.
Y lo que tenemos aquí es a un hombre culpable liberado.
Whereas Jesus was innocent and was punished.
Y Jesucristo, que era inocente, fue acusado.
Now, for the sake of time, we're not going to read it.
Y por la falta de tiempo, no lo vamos a leer.
But an interesting side note to the man named Barabbas.
Pero una nota importante en el nombre de Barrabás.
That name Barabbas.
Ese nombre Barrabás.
Means son of God.
Quiere decir el hijo de Dios.
And what's interesting is that the very Son of God, Jesus Christ.
Y lo interesante es que el verdadero hijo de Dios, Jesucristo.
He ultimately took the place of the Son of God, Barabbas.
Últimamente él tomó ese lugar del hijo de Dios, Barabbas.
And there's a picture there for you and me to see.
Y hay una foto ahí donde podemos ver.
We were all Barabbas.
Todos nosotros éramos Barrabás.
And Jesus willingly took our place.
Y Jesucristo tomó nuestro lugar.
As we said earlier,
como dijimos antes,
Jesus didn't have to do this.
Jesucristo no tuvo que hacer esto.
But it's because of his love for you and me that he willingly did it.
Pero es por el amor que nos tiene a nosotros que lo hizo.
You are loved.
Eres amado.
Praise the Lord.
Alaben al Señor.
Now we're going to finish with the ministry in action part. And the first one is this. It says, if you've been betrayed or disappointed by someone, ask God to help you forgive that person. If possible, reach out to mend that relationship.
Misterio en acción. Si alguien lo ha traicionado o decepcionado, pide a Dios lo ayude a perdonar, si es posible, comunicarse para reparar esa relación.
It might not be easy.
No puede ser fácil.
It's not always easy to get things right sometimes when you've been hurt.
Nunca es fácil arreglar algo cuando has sido herido.
But God will give you the grace and the wisdom to know how to handle this situation.
Pero Dios te va a dar la gracia y la inteligencia para pasar sobre esto.
Secondly, ask God to help you make wise decisions that come from right motives.
Pida a Dios que le ayude a tomar decisiones sabias que nazcan de motivos correctos.
And then lastly, pray for those in leadership, both in the church and government, that they will make good decisions.
Y por último, oren por aquellos en el liderazgo, tanto en la iglesia como en el gobierno, para que tomen buenas decisiones.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Next Sunday's lesson will be the last one in our series, Gospel by Mark.
El otro domingo va a ser la última lección de
Gospel by Mark.
Oh, del Evangelio de Marcos.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we thank you for all that we have learned and are learning in the Gospel by Mark series. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to understand, Lord, the reality of why you willingly gave your life on the cross of Calvary for us. I pray, Lord, that we would understand all that was being portrayed, whether it was a guilty man being set free and the innocent being put to death. That, Lord, the story really revolves around us. That, Lord, we were all guilty and deserving of death. And yet, Jesus, you willingly took our place on that cross to give us eternal life. And so give us, Lord God, an appreciation for the whole story of Christ, the good news. And we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to open up your word. Lord, we pray that you would continue to be with us through the remainder of our service as well. And we ask for this in Jesus' name, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen, amen.